Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. I titled this episode, Get Healthy Now, especially with all the holidays in May 2021. And you'll find out why I said that. So before I go into too many points, let me introduce myself. My name is Denise Thompson, and I'm very passionate about helping people getting healthy. And I mean getting healthy full circle, which has to do with body, mind, and finances, balance, and a whole lot more. And so I just want to go through a few of the holidays and, you know, take a point to it, take a stance to it, and see how you actually do things. And then we'll figure out how we can actually make something that works for all of us individually better than what the general public may be assuming we should do, what suits us and makes us feel good. All right? So I just Googled all the holidays in May. And oh my, was I surprised. So many that I had no clue about. I'm just going to give you a few and then I'm going to hone in on the ones that I want to. May 1, Orthodox Holy Saturday, Kentucky Derby, Law Day, Loyalty Day, National Explosive Ordnance Disposal, Lay Day, First Day of Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. That's all on May 1st. Now, some of them are sporting events, observances, local observances, the lay days in Hawaii, of course, and annual monthly observance. There's a lot of things going on. Then the second one is mostly religious. One of them on the 4th is the Kent State Shootings Remembrance, which is a local observance day in Ohio. Pretty sad. The 5th is Cinco de Mayo. The 6th is National Nurses Day, National Day of Prayer. And then we have the 7th, Truman Day observed, and Military Spouse Appreciation Day. The 8th is Truman Day, a state holiday. And so on. The 9th is Mother's Day, and then we'll go to the 17th, which is this year tax day instead of April 15, because of all the slowdowns due to this wonderful last year with COVID-19 or the pandemic, no matter what you want to say. It did slow down some things. And then, of course, on the 31st, Memorial Day. So you just know that there are so many holidays, and normally each holiday has some historic background, has a reason for it to be celebrated, especially in specific areas, and can affect us somehow, be it body, mind, or finances, depending on how heavily we are involved in celebrating and how we do celebrate. So let's go through a few. As I said, I'm passionate about helping people getting healthy in all aspects. And that's why holidays or holiday seasons can be really stressful on people. And that's why I want to hone in a little bit, give you hope, read you a couple of stories just to let you know how much fun we can have and that it's not all money related or all distancing related, physical distancing related or whatnot. All right, the first one is Cinco de Mayo. And that is that's annually observed on May 5th. It celebrates the defeat of the French army during the Battle of Puebla, Batalla de Puebla, in Mexico on May 5th, 1862. It is not to be confused with Mexico's Independence Day. So it's quite different from that. It's not a public holiday. Businesses have normal operating hours. What do people do on Cinco de Mayo? It is seen as a day to celebrate the culture, achievements and experiences of people with Mexican background who live in the United States. There is a large commercial element on the day, with businesses promoting Mexican services and goods, particularly food, drinks, and music, you know, the mariachi and all those things. Other aspects of the day center around traditional symbols of Mexican life, such as the Virgin de Guadalupe, and Mexican Americans who have achieved fame, fortune, and influence on the United States. There's a lot more there. The public life. Cinco de Mayo is not a federal holiday in the United States. Organizations, businesses, and schools are open as usual. Public transit systems run on their usual schedule. In some areas of some cities, especially those in the Southwest, local parades and street events may cause some congestion to traffic. Background. Cinco de Mayo officially commemorates the anniversary of an early victory by Mexican forces over French forces in the Battle of Puebla on May 5, 1862. It is not the anniversary of the defeat and expulsion of the French forces by the Mexicans, which occurred in 1867. That's 5 years later. It is also not, as is often assumed, the day of Mexico's celebration of independence, which are actually held on September 16. It is believed that the origin of Cinco de Mayo celebrations lie in the responses of Mexican living in California in the 1860s to French rule in Mexico at that time. So there's just a few things about that particular holiday. Then we have the next one, which is important. It's on the 6th, the National Nurses Day. National Nurses Day is a celebrated annual on May 6th to raise awareness of the important roles nurses play in society. It marks the beginning of National Nurses Week, which ends on May 12th, the birthday of Florence Nightingale. Is National Nurses Day a public holiday? No, it is not. Businesses have normal opening hours. What do people do? On National Nurses Day, celebrations and receptions are held across the United States to honor the work of nurses. Among the most popular activities are banquets, state and city proclamations, and seminars. Many nurses receive gifts or flowers from friends, family members, or patients. Public life, National Nurses Day, and National Nurses Week are observed, but they are not a public holiday in the United States. And the background, May 12th, the final day of National Nurses Week, is the birthday of Florence Nightingale, who lived from 1820 to 1910. Wow, she turned 90 years old, pretty darn good. The English nurse became known as the founder of professional nursing, especially due to her pioneering work during the Crimean War, 1853 to 1856. Due to her habit of making rounds at night, Nightingale became known as the Lady with the Lamp. National Nurses Week was first observed in October 1954, the 100th anniversary of Nightingale's mission to Crimea. May 6th was introduced as the date of observance in 1982. And now I realize why I never knew about that before I came to the U.S., because I came over here in 1979, and in Switzerland, we didn't have that yet. By now, they might have it, too, because it's pretty much well-known, and everybody knows about Florence Nightingale and all those things. So it's pretty awesome. And I, for one, am very, very thrilled that nurses are being celebrated. Having been one myself and knowing what nurses are going through, it is not easy. Their shifts are not easy, especially when they're night shifts and the people are day people like me. I was always good during the day, but at night it was horrible. And when I was on a shift, 12 nights in a row from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. That was so horrible. So when I hear nurses complain or state the fact that they're overworked, underappreciated, believe you me, I know how it feels. During those 12 days that I was supposed to sleep, I couldn't sleep, not even with sleep medication, because they were constructing an apartment complex right next to my building where I was living. So it was super noisy during the day. I couldn't sleep. And by the time my sleeping pill finally kicked in, it was time to go back on duty for the next 12 hours. So I had to do something else to keep awake, which was not a healthy way of living. And that's one thing that especially here in the United States over the last 42 years, I've noticed that so many nurses and doctors are unhealthy. And honestly, don't think it's per choice. It is by necessity, because they don't have time to sit down and eat a healthy meal and to take proper care of themselves, because the patients always come first. I'm not saying to put the patients last, but how can we serve others when we don't take care of ourselves? So that's why this national holiday is extremely important to me right now. The next one is Mother's Day, and this year it's on May 9th. That's kind of early. I remember 10, 11, and 12, but it is on the 9th this year. And it says, Mother's Day in the United States is annually held on the second Sunday of May. It celebrates motherhood, and it is a time to appreciate mothers and mother figures. Many people give gifts, cards, flowers, candy, a meal in a restaurant, or other treats to their mothers and mother figures, including grandmothers, great-grandmothers, stepmothers, and foster mothers. Is Mother's Day a public holiday? Mother's Day is not a public holiday. It falls on a Sunday, May 9th, 2021, and most businesses follow regular Sunday opening hours in the United States. What do people do? Many people send cards or gifts to their mothers or mother figures, or make a special effort to visit her. Common Mother's Day gifts are flowers, chocolate, candy, clothing, jewelry, and treats, such as a beauty treatment or trip to the spa. Some families organize an outing for all their members or hold a special meal at a home or in a restaurant. In the days and weeks before Mother's Day, many schools help their pupils to prepare a handmade card or small gift for their moms. Public life. Mother's Day is not a federal holiday. Organizations, businesses, and stores are open or closed, just as they are on any other Sunday in the year. Public transit systems run to their normal schedule. Restaurants may be busier than usual, as some people take their mothers out for a treat. Background. The origins of Mother's Day are attributed to different people. Many believe that two women, Julia Ward Howe and Anna Jarvis, were important in establishing the tradition of Mother's Day in the United States. Other sources say that Juliet Calhoun Blakely initiated Mother's Day in Albion, Michigan, in the late 1800s. Her sons paid tribute to her each year and urged others to honor their mothers. Around 1870, Julia Ward Howe called for Mother's Day to be celebrated each year to encourage pacifism and disarmament amongst women. It continued to be held in Boston for about 10 years under her sponsorship, but died out after that. In 1907, Anna Jarvis held a private Mother's Day celebration in memory of her mother, Ann Jarvis, in Grafton, West Virginia. Ann Jarvis had organized Mother's Day work clubs to improve health and cleanliness in the area where she lived. Anna Jarvis launched a quest for Mother's Day to be more widely recognized. Her campaign was later financially supported by John Wanamaker, a clothing merchant from Philadelphia. In 1908, she was instrumental in arranging a service in the Andrews Methodist Episcopal Church in Grafton, West Virginia, which was attended by 407 children and their mothers. The church has now become the International Mother's Day Shrine. It is a tribute to all mothers and has been designated as a National Historic Landmark. Mother's Day has become a day that focuses on generally recognizing mothers and mother figures' roles. Mother's Day has also become an increasingly important event for businesses in recent years. This is particularly true of restaurants and businesses manufacturing and selling cards and gift items. So that shows actually there is almost more emphasis on bought items than on personally handmade things. And of course, that can add to stress. I mean, all of us had a biological mom, whether we knew her or not, doesn't matter. Then we had maybe a mom or somebody who played the role as a mom and took care of us and raised us. And or we had grandparents who took care of us, or we had adopted parents who took, or foster parents. All these people actually deserve an appreciation for being selfless and giving. But again, it does not have to be anything expensive. Just going there and visit, or giving a phone call, making a phone call, or nowadays with social media, oh my, you can do a Facebook Live, you can do a Zoom call, a Skype call, and there's so many others, WhatsApp call, where you can see each other, and they're free. Many of them are free if you stay within the limits. So there are more opportunities to honor our mothers than to just spend a whole bunch of money and not even see them, having sent to them or whatnot. Let's do something this year that gives a little bit of ourselves. I know I'm going to call my mom, the one who raised me, and I'm going to call her. And, you know, I don't know if they celebrate it on the same day as we do, but if they have it on a different day, well, that is even better. Then I can honor her and respect her and love her on our Mother's Day, May 9th. And if theirs is a different day, I can call her back again. She is thousands of miles away, and I can't go across the country right now with all the restrictions and rules that we have for traveling. But I can definitely give her a call, and most likely she'll be with one of my siblings, and they all have computers and stuff, so we can actually do a virtual gathering. So it's so fun to find ways of doing things for others and with others. Memorial Day is this year on the last day of May, on May 31st. And Memorial Day is observed on the last Monday of May. It was formerly known as the Decoration Day and commemorates all men and women who have died in military service for the United States. Many people visit cemeteries and memorials on Memorial Day, and it is traditionally seen as the summer season. Is Memorial Day a public holiday? Memorial Day is a public holiday. It is a day off for the general population, and schools, most businesses are closed. What do people do? It is tradition to fly the flag of the United States at half staff from dawn until noon. Many people visit cemeteries and memorials, particularly to honor those who have died in military service. Many volunteers place an American flag on each grave in national cemeteries. Memorial Day is combined with Jefferson Davis's birthday in Mississippi. Memorial Day has become less of an occasion of remembrance. Many people choose to hold picnics, sports events, and family gatherings on this weekend. This day is traditionally seen in the start of the summer season for cultural events. For the fashion conscious, it is seen as acceptable to wear white clothing, particularly shoes, from Memorial Day until Labor Day. However, fewer and fewer people follow this rule, and many wear white clothing throughout the year. Public life. Memorial Day is a federal holiday. All non-essential government offices are closed, as are schools, businesses, and other organizations. Most public transit systems do not run on their regular schedule. Many people see Memorial Day weekend as an opportunity to go on a short vacation or visit family or friends. This can cause some congestion on highways and at airports. The background about Memorial Day: it started as an event to honor Union soldiers who had died during the American Civil War. It was inspired by a way in the southern states honored their deaths. After World War I, it was extended to include all men and women who died in a war or military action. Memorial Day was originally known as Decoration Day. The current name for this day did not come into use until after World War II. Decoration Day and then Memorial Day used to be held on May 30th, regardless of the day of the week on which it fell. In 1968, the Uniform Holidays Bill was passed as part of a move to use federal holidays to create three-day weekends. This meant that from 1971, Memorial Day holiday has been officially observed on the last Monday in May. However, it took a longer period for all American states to recognize the new date. So these are just, you know, some of the holidays that are really important and are important to me. They have a meaning, either because I know somebody who is or was a nurse, was a mom, or a person who takes on the role of a mom, somebody who is a veteran who served to protect us here in the United States. I mean, it's just amazing. So I really truly believe that it's great to honor those things. But how do we do that? What are some, you know, what do you do on the holidays? Do you celebrate? Do you have gatherings? Do you eat food, have drinks, do a lot of sharing and talking and laughing and whatever comes with it? All the emotions are there, caring, having fun, attend weddings, birthdays, engagements, playing games. Do all those things have to cost a lot of money? No. First of all, why don't you, that's a suggestion, that's not an order. Why don't you ask people what they would love to contribute to make this a fun event, whichever one it is, from the ones I mentioned or some others that you have. Ask others to participate. I have noticed when people participate, they are usually in a better mood, more appreciative of what other people did. They help set up and they help clean up. And those are some of the biggest threats I always had, because everybody came to our house when we lived at the ranch, and I hosted 30 to 40 people at the table, plus the kids and stuff. And my husband and I did everything until one day I said, that's it, I'm no longer doing it. I don't mind hosting it here, but everybody has to participate. And what we found out, my husband and I and everybody who came, they afterwards said, this was so much more fun, and the variety was amazing, and the participation was so much more authentic and flowing and free, rather than just somebody doing everything. So it actually is wonderful when we can share with others. It doesn't have to do with the ego. It doesn't have to do with money. Let's choose things that are easy to do and that we can actually, you know, enjoy. The children can make cards, as I read there. In schools, quite often teachers help the children, their students make cards for Mother's Day or for other things. Little things that get done. And this is so much more fun because things that are homemade and come with handmade personal labor involved usually are valued a lot more than anything else. So how can we make these holidays special without overspending, yet putting more of a personal touch to them? Ask for help, participation, and collaboration. That's what I just stressed. And how can we reduce the stress we put on ourselves and still have much fun? Well, I also have a little book out. It's called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Stress Reduction Book, 15 Key Steps to Reduce Stress and Increase Health. And that's on Amazon. And I put the link below in a transcript. However, I could not hyperlink it because it didn't take it. So that is one thing. It's read in 30 minutes or less. But it gives you some tips and some suggestions that can make it easier for you. Another thing is, remember me saying, and I've done it a few times, a positive mindset creates health, whereas a negative mindset causes illness. Health is like a full circle. It's like a pie divided into three slices, body, mind, and finances. When one is out of balance, so are all others. Have you ever seen a farmer sit on his three-legged stool to milk a cow when one leg of the stool was shorter than the other two legs? The farmer was out of balance. The same happens to us. Balance is so, and I just wanted to read you a couple of short stories that show how we can actually change things around to feel better about ourselves, to be more open-minded, to share more, and ask others for help. So learn to change the way you feel. We all have doubts, fears, and disappointment in our lives. It's only part of being human. However, as a leader, your team is always watching your actions because more than anything, we lead by example. In fact, in many ways, we're alike, however. One little difference is attitude. In fact, there is no way to overstate the importance of maintaining a positive attitude while building great teams. It will be one of the most important, if not the most important, key to your success. It's not easy because we all have peaks and valleys in our lives. But how do we manage through the valleys? How can we be proactive and change the way we feel? One powerful technique that can stir your emotions and change the way you feel is to use emotional triggers. Our emotions are powerful motivators and, to a large degree, will control our behavior. For example, if we find ourselves thinking negative thoughts with something that we know will stir our emotions in a positive way, it's a very personal thing and only you will know what works for you. It may be listening to your favorite song. It may be a love letter from your spouse, a card from your child, a beautiful poem, or a passage from your favorite book. I recently met speaker Candy Worley, and she shared with me a poem that her husband wrote for her. She said he wrote it when she was going through some difficult times, and it provided the shot of inspiration she very much needed, and it does every time she needs to read it. The treasure chest is her emotional trigger. I love it. And with her permission, I'll share it with you. The treasure chest. The chest was old and covered with dust. It had been many years since I had been touched. As I gazed at it, I wondered what treasures it held. With a glimmer of hope, I opened the lid. My heart raced, and I saw my favorite old dress, some pictures and magazines, a book and a necklace. I found some love letters and read every one. The emotion was overwhelming. I cried down the sun. It had been so long since I had felt so alive. All those treasures looked away, now burning inside. I cried as I wondered where that person had gone. The me who loved life, who never settled, who had fun. I had her back now. I couldn't let go. This treasure of passion, my heart all aglow. To open this chest was to open my heart, to break through the locks that time had imposed. Yes, our chests hold our treasures, our passions for life, our heart and our soul, our tomorrow, our today, every moment, all we know. Don't bury your treasure or lock it away. Open your treasure chest, your heart. Live, love, and play. Another one that I thought was really good is find balance. I just said the farmer sitting on the three-legged stool. If the legs aren't balanced, neither is the farmer sitting on it. So this one says, thank balance. Now, ladies, let's get down to the nitty-gritty balance. How in the world do we accomplish great things in business and still take care of our children, husbands, home, and everything else? Fortunately, there is no perfect answer, but I'd like to give you some helpful hints. First, like Stephen Covey says, you have to put the big rocks in first. What does that mean? Prioritize. Make sure family time is family time and business time is business time. Secondly, you must delegate. We women know that we are great multitaskers and we can get everything done, but getting everything done is not always the best use of our time. I had a terribly hard time giving up control of getting everything done at home and in business. What I finally realized is if I wanted to stay small in business, be frustrated, tired, and overwhelmed on a regular basis, then I should continue to be Superwoman. As a result, Superwoman traded in her cape and started surrounding herself with people that could take on some of the responsibilities. You do not want to pick up dimes and leave dollars behind. I have an incredible assistant, Donna Pettibone, who helps me with so much. When I first got started in business, I could not afford a full-time assistant. I also could not afford to do all the paperwork, et cetera, and grow our business. So I compromised and shared an assistant with others in the office. Paperwork will not make you successful. People will. That is why it is critical to have someone help in that area. If you have children and feel that your real job is taxi driver and chauffeur, see if you can arrange something where there is a carpool and you share the responsibility with other people. Another dime for dollars is house key cleaning. Do you clean your house? How long does it take you? Let's say a housekeeper is $75 and you have it done twice a month. That's $150 for the month. Isn't it worth $150 to be fresh and productive with your family and your team? Absolutely. Sometimes we don't think these little things add up. It seems like just 1 hour here or there, but they absolutely do. They can wear you out. You don't have to be Superwoman. Just decide you are going to start picking up the dollars, leave the dimes behind. I mean, I actually consider those stories very key for myself because I still have a tendency that I want to do too much by myself, or that I resist letting others in my house, especially right now. I used to have a house, you know, a person who came and cleaned the house twice or three times or four times a month. But now with this pandemic, I didn't let anybody in the house. And I think it might be similar for you, especially if you have some immune system issues or you're a little bit older or you have an illness like asthma or something else that is affected by the pandemic. So we need to do things differently, but still we need to be definitely choosing what's best for us. And the last one I want to read before I come to the conclusion is, make a difference. Never underestimate the power of one person to have an impact in this world, touching one person at a time. By tossing her pebble into the pool of water, one moment can set in motion many ripples and extend beyond her sight. Mary Kay Ash was one such woman. She was the inspirational founder and leader of Mary Kay Cosmetics. Her seed of a dream blossomed into the international company and well-respected brand it is today. But more than that, she provided women the opportunity to reach out to other women on common ground. She gave women the power to make a difference in their own lives and in those of others. The success of Mary Kay is built on the notion of the ripple effect one woman can have among her friends, and their friends beyond that. We can do no great things, only small things with great love, is what Mother Teresa says. This remarkable woman, referring to Mary Kay Ash, was particularly known for her ability to make each person feel important. When she began her own company, she said when she walked into a room, she would pretend that everyone had a sign around their neck that said, "Make me feel important." Everyone wants to feel important. It is often our connection to others that we appreciate our value. We all want to feel that we are loved, that we belong, that somehow we make a positive contribution to others. Another amazing woman was Princess Diana. She started out as Prince Charles' wife, but quickly captured the hearts of the world by her attitude of service and her desire to make difference for people with AIDS and landmine victims, along with many other causes. She did not stay behind closed doors. She was in the hospital meeting, touching and listening to the people. It is not a surprise how the world mourned her untimely death. She made a difference. A very dear friend of mine, Wanda Teixeira, sets this example every day. She exudes joy and love and compassion and freely gives of herself every day to every person she meets. She greets everyone with a hug and a kiss on both cheeks. In between the hello and goodbye, she offers a kind word, gives a small gift, or leaves an encouraging note. And she accomplishes all this without conscious thought. It is as natural for her as water gliding down a stream. Wanda makes a difference in each person's life by making them feel important. You walk away from an encounter with her feeling loved, with a sense of belonging, and with the feeling that you can accomplish anything. Imagine the ripple effect emanating from this one person. You leave on people through these ripple effects will endure and extend beyond your sight and beyond your reach. Those you touch in this way will be imprinted in your signature rather than just in your name. So these are just some stories out of No Glass Ceiling, Just Blue Sky, A Woman's Guide to Building Great Teams by Marcy Blachowiak, and the foreword by Mac Anderson. And if you want to know more about it, it's printed by www.simpletruth, that's SimpleTruths.com. Those are amazing little books. I love them because they give me so much courage and value each and every day. So why did I read those stories? Just to illustrate how we can look at things differently, how we can change our emotions, our feelings, our mind, how we can grow, how we can gain balance. And those are all things that we really need in our lives. Very important. So since this entire episode always is about getting healthy now, and healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, I want to just offer you two gifts. One, a free health goal strategy session, and the other one, a free healthy e-newsletter that I send out weekly with a healthy recipe, healthy activity, and other valuable information. It's relatively short and to the point, so it's not like you have to read forever and it's a treasury to do that. It's actually a joy to read the newsletter, I have to say that, and that's the feedback I get from the people who do read it. So that's it. And how you can get either or sign up for it is email me to Coach Denise, CoachDenise, at ctdigest.net, which is C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, digest as in Reader's Digest.net, or you can text me or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. I say text or voicemail because I do not answer the phone when I don't know who it is. Out of respect for the people I'm working with, I don't want to be interrupted and be all over the place with everything. I want to focus on what I'm doing. And so when I know that I have a call with you particularly, I want to have that time set aside so I can focus on what we want to talk about. So I want to give you the same respect. Anyway, that's it. And below the contacting is the link to my book on Amazon, the little stress reduction book, if you choose to get that. And if you want to ever participate, if you have something to share that has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances, and just about anything in this world we do can be wrapped around those three things or can be, you know, involved those three things, I just want to say, let me know, send me an email. But make sure the first three letters in the subject line are capital BTR for Block Talk Radio. It is very important because all first emails go into the spam folder, and I just look for BTR to fish them out so I can get them and read them. And if it's not there, I don't see it. And then I'm sorry that I missed it. But that's a little hint that can save all of us a lot of headaches. So please, the first three letters in the subject line, capital B, capital T, capital R. And then, for example, a newsletter or strategy call, you know, just so I kind of know. And then put it in the body, what you want, and give me your contact information so we can set up something. All right. I wish you a very happy end of the month. Oh, my goodness, it's the 29th. So tomorrow is the last, and then Saturday is already May 1st. These first few months have gone by so quickly. I thought we just started 2021 and we're already almost halfway there. So anyway, have a wonderful rest of the month, a great start in May, and a fabulous weekend. Stay healthy and empowered. And please don't hesitate to write to me and ask me questions and let me know what you think. Feedback is always very welcome. Thanks so much, and talk to you next week.